This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how crediting experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Welcome back to our show. And on today's program, we have Dr. David Tuyo to those of us out there, University Credit Union's present CEO, Dr. David Tuyo. David, how are you, sir? Good to see you again.
Great. Thanks for having me. Always great to be here. And you're looking great. I mean, I tell you, the surfing, the activities, I got to take out. But
I just took my nephew out yesterday, and he's stationed down at Coronado on North Island, and he's in the Navy there. But I took him out surfing yesterday, so it was a lot of fun for us. Got to a little family bonding, so it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Please pass along our gratitude for service to this country.
Indeed.
My family and to me personally as well.
So. He was actually, this is a really quick aside, but remember when the space thing came down and splashed down in the ocean a few months back?
Yes.
He was one of the guys out on the boats retrieving it, the capsule. So that was real. I got goosebumps. So he's got like video of it and all that type of stuff. So that was a really neat experience for him. And then we're all like watching on TV is like, is that Parker?
Right. Is that him? Yeah.
Exactly. So he had some pretty cool stories to tell about that, but that's a quick aside. Let's talk about what you guys are doing at University Credit Union and your partnerships. You guys are doing some great stuff out there for your universities and supporting higher education in the university community. So can you tell us about a couple of new ones that you guys just announced with Loyola Marymount and then the WAC, the Western Athletic Conference as well. So can you share with us what those partnerships are all about and how those are benefiting not only you, but the colleges as well?
You know, we were started by, a dozen employees from UCLA in 1951, this wanting to start a new or different institution, have a real alternative to traditional banking. At the time in LA, there was some pretty gnarly things going on, redlining, there was a lot of discrimination. And so these employees in a very altruistic way said, look, you know what, let's start something new. And that's how we were birthed. And they wanted a vision of serving everyone in the university community. And that's like students, employees, alumni, faculty, administration, and the support group of those universities. And so we've been doing that for the last 73 years. With regards to LMU, we've been there for over 30 years. So we had, somebody from UCLA make them move over to LMU, get recruited over there. They then took UCU over there with them. And that was in 1993. And we've been there ever since. We formalized the agreement in 2017. We recently just renewed and increased our relationship with LMU. It's a fantastic school, got great leadership. Dr. Timothy Snyder is doing amazing work there as their president and CEO. And just really the change in athletics and how they're trying to become a championship team. You can see how they're positioning with coaches. And then academically, you look at that campus, it's I don't know if you've been there or not, but it's about 150 acres, 130 acres. And on one side, you can see the Hollywood sign. On the other side, you can see the beach and Playa del Rey. It's a beautiful location, but a lot of people don't know this, but the libraries in the top eight in the country, it's one of the most diverse campuses in the entire United States with over 40% from Hispanic population. So again, you have this amazing diverse body. It's a fantastic school. I mean, look at the film school. Film school is always in the top six country. And so it's a great partner to us, both on the academic side, at the student side, and also on the employee side. So, and 30 years partnership, and we're excited by our new announcement with Alliance.
Right on, right. Yeah, and that's kind of a new multi-year agreement that you guys have just signed. So congrats on that. Tell me about the Western Athletic Conference, because you guys are going to be the title sponsor for the baseball and softball championships coming up. Yeah, if they're not happening already?
I'm hopping on the plane tomorrow.
So are you?
I'll be there tomorrow. And this year they're in Mesa, Arizona, just outside Phoenix. And we're excited about going over there. The conference has got a great leadership at the commissioner level. The team there has been very quick to activate as far as our partnership goes in credit union for the WAC. The schools there, again, you look at the core values, look at our core values at University Credit Union, the culture, it's a great alignment. It's a perfect fit for us. We've had great success with the West Coast Conference. We've been partnering with them for over 5 years. And of course, those are 10 schools that are based on the West Coast United States, and soon to be nine as BYU is leaving to go to the Big 12. But with that being said, we're going to model that same kind of partnership that we had at the West Coast Conference with the WAC, and I'm very excited to kick off that partnership tomorrow.
Right on, right on. So now, being the title sponsor for the baseball and softball championships, what does that entail? What do you guys do? And then the kind of the benefits that your credit union receives from that sponsorship, and as the recognition, the exposure.
You look at a lot of the mid majors, outside the Power Fives, really, there's a lot of need around supporting athletes, scout athletes, the sports programs, both men's and women's, and so we're able to kind of shore up needs in that area, but then also partner from a financial services perspective, a financial well-being perspective, financial literacy perspective, and really help the student athletes, scout athletes, and then also the schools as a one-off from the conference in that regard as well. So our benefit not only to the conference itself, but also to all the member universities as well. So there's, again, tremendous opportunity for us there. We've had great success at the West Coast Conference, and hopefully we'll be able to replicate that with the WAC. And again, both sides are extremely excited about this, something that's been in the works for a number of months. And we actually were finishing this up while I was at the West Coast Conference in Vegas for the title sponsorship that we have with the WCC.
So I'm also thinking about all the NIL deals that are going on out there with the student athletes. This might come in handy, you know, having a credit union partner with the school, maybe some financial advice, hey, put your money here type of thing. So I kind of say that in jest, but then I'm thinking, because there's probably some seriousness in that as well. You know, these kids getting a little bit extra cash these days that they weren't getting a few years ago.
I mean, I unfortunately didn't play in a revenue generating sport, but it would be nice to play in today's world. I mean, you look at from an athlete perspective, but with that being said, I mean, great opportunity for them. We are exploring different NIL possibilities through this kind of arrangement and partnership that we have with the WAC and the WCC. And many other creators have done this as well. So we're not going to be, we're not the first ones to explore NIL. I mean, obviously there's already a couple of others out there, Michigan State University, Federal Credit Union, on the team up there. Very cool things with the women's basketball team. So again, something that we'll learn from what they did and take the good and try to replicate that with our partnerships here on the West Coast.
Yeah, indeed. And so what's the strategy behind these partnerships? Because obviously you guys, there's always more partnerships down the line. You guys are growing, which is fantastic. And they're getting the word out about credit unions, not only your credit union, but credit unions in general on these college campuses. So that's huge as well. So is there a kind of a big strategy behind these partnerships as well, David, that you guys kind of, you know, when you guys go into these partnerships, hey, we need to accomplish A, B, and C here?
Absolutely. I mean, when we go through, there's tremendous levels of due diligence. We have levels of pro formas and service levels that we try to target and that we actually put into contractual terms as well. We have a list of cross-campus assets, both that we try to make sure that we have and replicate at each different university because we know what the high ROI items are, but also the high impact items to higher ed. And so our goal is to try to get these relationships to profitability as soon as we possibly can and then start reinvesting. And so in each relationship in each individual campus to help support them. Going back to LMU as an instance, you know, we have several endowed scholarships there, both directly and indirectly.
Oh, wow. I know that.
We work with the Latino Alumni Association, African American Alumni Association. We have scholarships at both. I think we have seven that are total endowed at through both those associations. And then also we have our own scholarships that we offer each and every year. You know, we have our food pantries. You know, when we looked at LMU and we started doing some research, this study came out of Temple University. We found out that 38% of students have some level of food insecurity, meaning that they don't know where their next meal is coming
really?
From. Yes. And so when you start thinking about, you know what, if I'm worried about where my next meal is coming from, or how am I going to get energy or satisfy my hunger, my nutrition that I need to have in order to be at my best, how can these students possibly have success? And so we wanted to solve that problem. So we stood up a food pantry on campus at LMU. Support that 100% is an anonymous, open 24/7 on the honor system. It works out really well on campus. We've done that for a number of years now. Replicate that initiative as well as similar initiatives at all of our partner schools across the Western United States.
Wow, what a great move for you guys. Yeah, that's just the icing on the cake of what you guys do for these campuses. So really good stuff here. And then the other thing, the reason why I like doing these stories, David, is that you guys are approaching kids, you know, and getting them, I don't know, acclimated to finances and stuff like that, especially in the college atmosphere when things can just get so chaotic and your finances can get out of control so fast. So, but it's great to have a resource like University Credit Union on these campuses to help these kids out. If, you know, they may not be getting this type of education elsewhere. So this is a great resource, right?
You know, and you know, sometimes people believe everything that's on the internet, right? And so there's a lot of misinformation out there about credit scores and how to manage your credit score. We've seen some of our students and even younger employees on campuses make some mistakes that were based off of what they thought was reliable source information that ultimately led to some negative outcomes.
Yeah,
and so
yeah.
We're able to step in there and be that resource, that source that they can have confidence in, knowing that, you know, one of our pillars is that we provide unbiased, confidence-free financial advice certified experts. You know, awesome. We have over 90% of our staff at of our team members at University Credit Union are certified or credentialed. And everyone has to go through a basic financial counseling course and become certified in that piece, whether you're IT or whether you're on the front line, because we want everyone in our organization to understand who we are, what we do, and our core competency around being financial experts.
Good for you guys. Yeah, that not only helps your membership, but it helps your staff as well, right? So that's a huge bonus. For sure.
Yeah, no, I mean, employee loans are easy at University of Creighton. I mean, because of, you know, having that knowledge and the practice and having it, you know, woven into the fabric at UTU, and naturally you're going to have positive outcomes.
Indeed, indeed. Alrighty, sir. Anything else to add? I mean, we could talk probably another half hour on this type of stuff. So there's so many moving parts to, you know, a college campus relationship with a credit union, because there's so many avenues you can go down, and all the benefits that that both parties receive are tremendous. Yeah, I mean, so
you're literally managing a community. You know, when you look at UCLA, there's 125,000 people on campus each and every day.
Good grief.
You look at our partnership at UC San Diego, UC Irvine, or UC Davis, or any of our private school relationships at St. Mary's and Santa Clara and Pepperdine, LMU. These things all at the conference level, you're going to have a community on campus, and it's you have police, you have fire. It's just like serving a community or a city and or geography, a county. So it is a lot of fun, and but similar challenges that any community-based organization might have as well.
Well, and each partnership is like signing up a new SEG, you know, a new field of membership. So you get a brand new one each time. So it's that's bonus for each party once again.
And you never lack inspiration. You know, when you get to work with these great universities, whether it's a student level, what the employees are doing, the faculty are working on from a research perspective, it's, you know, UC Davis is amazing what they're doing around the gentrification in Sacramento and launching Aggie Square and what they're doing with the health system. It's just, you know, no short of energizing, you know what I mean? That you get excited about coming to work every day, knowing that you're making a difference, and not just today, but also the people you serve are making a difference today and for generations to come.
Yep. Very rewarding indeed. That's no wonder it's that keeps you guys energized as well. So yeah, good stuff. All right, David, well, I'm gonna let you get going, because I know you have a tight schedule, and but thanks again always for coming on the show and sharing with us what you guys are doing on these college campuses. Is really, really cool. So yeah, congrats on all the success already, and look forward to the next chat.
Thank you for the time, and have a great day.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.